At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey,
what's going on, people? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yes.
As always, you can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
And I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
That's right.
You know, we both monitor that page very closely. And please don't forget to hit the like.
Subscribe. Notifications. It's all right here.
Yeah, right here.
Thank you, everybody.
Right.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right! What's up, brother?
Man, slow motion.
No. You had a show, brother.
I did.
Yes! Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
On another successful show.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, dope comedians, once again. Hey. Like I said, you should have just put on the flyer secret show. It's basically a secret show, yeah.
It's not a secret show, you know, because this is what I'm trying to get out there. They see me, Midnight Paco,
right,
presents fire,
right.
Period.
Right.
That's the message I'm trying to get out.
Great message, because every lineup's been dope.
Thank you.
And that's, once again, man, that's the superpower you possess.
No, it's
you're a people person.
It's a blessing.
It is a blessing. It is a blessing. I know you see it as a blessing. I see it as a superpower, because it's something you've... It's not like these people, you know, all these great comedians that you've been able to put on, you know, every show's been fire.
Thank you.
Every show should be at least a $25 ticket.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Or more.
Yeah,
or more.
Yeah.
Or more. By far. Because of all the comedians that you've had on there. I mean, they're all basically headliners. You know what I'm saying? Most of them, I mean,
headliner
not
after
me.
Headliner after headliner.
Not me, but there's other headliners that have been, yeah, killing that, you know, that room. And that's a testament to who you are as a person, though, because we've been in this game 2 years. You've not 2 years, but pushing on 2 years.
Pushing
next
on
month
2 years. Yeah, and, you know, it's a blessing, and
yeah,
you know, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no. But like I said, you make these connections, you know what I'm saying? And you keep contact with people, and it's real. And that's why people respond, you know what I'm saying? And not only that, you provide good environment, you know what I'm saying? You're taking care of the comedians, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just treating people how I would want to be treated.
For sure.
And
you've learned.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We've been in this, like I said, short time, and you've been able to, you pay attention. See, me, I'm just focused on one side of it. I'm trying to do my shit, but you're looking at all aspects, and that's how your mind works. You know what I'm saying? Which is, I see it from a distance, act like I don't pay attention, but I see how it's working. And I just let you run with it because you're the motor and all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? I show up and play off of you. You know what I mean? I'm the color commentary.
Thank you. And you know, yeah. Shout out to everybody that performed.
Shout out to everybody.
Fred, you did a great job.
Yeah, man. I love Fred.
Awesome job. Yeah. Shout out to Derek Lamont. Did an awesome job. Shout out to Ulysse Dickerson. She did a great job, and she also, you know, pulled my coattail on a couple of things, and I appreciate that.
Right.
Anybody that see me doing something or I need to be doing improvement, or let me know. I'm not one of those guys
We've been doing it 2 years, yo.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people that's going like, don't tell me.
I know everything.
Yeah, hell no.
Not at all. I mean, we...
Help. I need somebody.
If you think we've been doing it longer, thank you. But I know by no means, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to John King.
Yep, shout out to John King. Yes, sir.
Shout out to Jarrell Beeman.
Jarrell Beeman, rock that shit, yo.
Rock that shit. Shout out to Jarrell, and shout out to his man, Mark.
Yeah, shout out to Mark doing his thing.
Last but not least, shout out to Lil Daddy. Shout out to all the comedians that came out that
supported
to see the show, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure, man. It was, like I said, it's a nice environment, you know what I'm saying? And dope lineups. People that don't know the Cleveland area, these are the top motherfuckers in the Cleveland area. Have been on your show,
and I appreciate it.
It's a testament to them too, because they're at a certain level and they don't have to do these shows. You know what I'm saying? But
you know what? Everybody that I put the call out to and asked, they responded well. Not everybody.
True. Majority though.
Not everybody. Fuck you.
I don't think they did
that. How did you get this number? Don't ever call here again.
I'm guessing they didn't do any of those things. So.
I'm like, Allah.
Or hello? They may have just left it on scene. Yeah, scene.
I'm like, hello. This is Cordell Cousy. Would you like to do a show for me? It was like, who the hell is it? What? Who? Wrong number.
Nah, man. I tell you what. We've been trying to, well, you build it, but we've been trying to build this network of fun and trust, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it is. It's we all can have fun together. You know what I'm saying?
We can all have fun together.
You know how many movies are filmed with just all comedians for the most part who decide to come together and do some shit? And I love, we'll get into it later or not.
My dream would be to be a part of something like Southside starring Lil Rel. And you could tell the cast is full of comedians, man. It's a funny series. It's on, I don't know, one of those networks, Hulu or...
Southside, I don't think I've heard of it.
Southside, man, it's a great show, and I would love to be a part of something like that. We have the talent here.
Oh, for sure.
To put on something like that. There's so much talent here in this area.
And you know what it is? The beautiful mixture of it all. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, we know groups. Like, we float. We're floaters. You know what I'm saying? Most people kick it in one area, one kick it, you know what I'm saying?
I was talking to D-Hawk earlier. Shout out to D-Hawk.
I
was
He was sneaky, man. Hold on. D-Hawk, I seen you, and then you disappeared. you're there and then you're gone.
I think he likes that.
I know he does, but still, I see it. Like, it was like we made eye contact, but I didn't get to say what's up in that eye contact. And then I thought I'd see him later, and he was vanished. Yeah, and yeah, I may have walked past just because I was on my way to smoke,
D-Hawk too. D-Hawk is a Pokemon. You got to catch them all. You got to catch You got to catch D-Hawk. If you don't catch him.
Oh, shit.
If you don't catch the D-Hawk Pokemon, you ain't going to. He out of here. But, you got to catch them all, Pokemon.
Yeah, but go ahead.
But, yeah, shout out to D-Hawk. I'm glad he's been a very, 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 very,
very
large supporter.
Big.
Of my comedy journey in general and in my showcase. Yeah, so big ups to him. But I was just talking to him earlier, and I was telling him, like, it's like the different comedy families,
right,
that's out there. You know, they come rock with my comedy family,
mm-hmm,
which consists of me and you,
right,
and it's good. And then you know and then we rock together, and then boom, different comedy families come in and rock together, and boom, and,
right.
That shit is dope to me.
Yeah so that's what I said, man. In this journey, we've basically met all these motherfuckers in Cleveland.
Cleveland and surrounding
cities. And surrounding cities, for sure, yeah. You know what I mean? And that's the thing, like I said, we spoke on it before, but I've met so many good people since I've joined this comedic group, I guess you could say. You know what I'm saying? The family, sure. Comedic family, you know what I mean? Because, look, man, like I said, and that's why when I see ego, it irritates the shit out of me. I mean, I'm willing to give second chances to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because people don't know. It's just funny when people don't talk and then they ask for requests. It's just, and I took it. And so from there on, I'm gonna say what's up to people. You know what?
It's
weird like that, though.
That's a great testament to how real life is. I mean, because if it wasn't for like online dating or talking online, online dating and talking online brought couples together that would normally never,
meet.
Ever, ever be together.
You ain't lying. So me and my wife.
It's sort of the same with the comedy.
Me and my wife, 100%.
I can think of people that send friend requests and talk to me online, but when I'm in person, they don't say two words to me.
Not a word. It's weird.
Super weird.
That's why when I meet somebody, I'm like, you're my feed. I know you. You're a friend of mine. What's up? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool, but it's like kind of weird when they try to act like, you don't know who I am.
But that's weird. But I mean, people are different, and I mean, but if they're talking to other people and just not you, that's different. But if they're just awkward in general.
What about the people that like don't say two words to me, but then they say words to you?
That's weird.
And they want to be on the podcast. That is hilarious.
It's weird.
It's weird. It's super weird.
It is.
You know, and it's more than one person that does that. So
yeah,
it's super weird. And yeah. Vice versa, I'm sure.
Maybe, but I mean, I don't know, because you know me, I just say what's up and keep a lot of things. And if somebody talks to me, I'll talk to them all day. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But I'm not a conversational starter. I try. And I'm trying to get more into asking questions. Like, it's just weird. But I know conversations are rough. Because, you know, like me and your boy that you grew up with. Mm-hmm. We were sitting there, you know, because at one point we're just sitting there after you left. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to just talk to him. But then, you know, he's not asking me questions. But so I was just trying to ask questions. You know, I didn't want to just get up and leave, you know what I mean? Because right. Where am I going to go? Right. It's not, you know what I mean? So right. It's just the art of conversation. You know yeah. What I'm saying? I don't want to pry, but you can get... And it's funny because you realize in a line how you can tell your whole life story, because right. If somebody asks the right questions and you answer them, you can find out a lot about a person.
Yeah, you can.
You know what I'm saying?
And I might share with my when I was on the dating sites what my questions were, and they were well received. Or
age, sex, location.
Sort of.
That's how it was back in the day, baby.
It was, but I got a little, because, this is, I would be like, so tell me about yourself. And instead of saying something about yourself,
right,
they would make the mad mistake of saying, "What do you want to know?"
Oh, man.
I guess they don't know who they was messing with.
Do you love Froggy Style?
asking me, "What do you want to know?" And I'll give them another chance. go ahead and tell me about yourself.
Right, right.
What do you want to know? I'm glad you asked.
Do you like Cowgirl?
No. Simple questions. Do you believe in God?
Wow.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Holy shit.
Do you have a criminal background?
What the fuck?
Have you ever tried to commit suicide?
What are you doing?
Are you presently or have you ever been on any mental medication?
God damn!
Do you abuse drugs, i.e. marijuana, cocaine, prescription pills that you are not prescribed?
Well, I abuse all those.
Are you bisexual?
No.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I don't like penis.
No.
You're asking that. Okay.
The fuck, Justin? Come here. I'll show you.
But this is how I'd be answering all these questions.
These are
what
the questions
saying.
That I'm okay. asking. When people make the mistake of saying, "What do you want to know?" I say, "Tell me about yourself."
Right.
Then they say, "What do you want to know?"
Hey, man, let them know.
Okay. Hey. This is what I want to know. Have you ever been in an insane asylum? Are you presently?
So how does that
have you ever been on any mental medications?
How does that conversation go? Does she just click off or block you right away, or does she answer them?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes, but see.
Well, obviously that's somebody with mental problems.
This is the way I approach this. You know, I say that, we can't pick our family.
No.
We have somewhat control over our coworkers. Because if we don't like the job, we can quit and find another one.
Yeah, but if you're making good money and you just that one motherfucker that you don't like.
You can quit and find another job. We got control over that.
Can you punch him in the face and then you don't got to worry about him?
Not
or are you just worried about
you can follow them somewhere and randomly meet them at a Walmart.
In the aisle? Oh, you like Jell-O too? But how come you didn't like me doing this at the fucking job?
So... So we have control over who we
this
work with.
Kinda, so, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we do.
Right.
So if we are talking on our own free will in the court, these are not questions. I'm not judging you, but let me decide if I want to deal with it or not. And I ask these questions, and I'm a sound person.
So you're trying to figure out the inflection of the voice.
I listen to the voice and how you respond.
If it's high pitch, oh, what do you mean?
Or
guilty.
If you pause.
Guilty.
I went through my line of questioning and I heard a pause and I said, okay, thanks for answering. and you could lie about everything, but I'm a sound person, so I'm listening how you responded. I'm listening if you pause.
Right.
I'm listening if you found stuff funny because... I find things funny. Like when I'm taking these questionnaires at work, they be like, "All right, have you smoked crack within the last 10 days?" That shit is hilarious to me.
That's hilarious.
To me, it is.
Every time Jarrell was saying fucking appendix, I was cracking up just because of the word appendix.
Yeah, so, you know, different things is funny to me. But like I said, if we're speaking on our own free will in the court, that's because we're doing it because we want to. We don't have to. You're not my family. This is our own free will in the court. And these are things that are important to me. They're not judgmental, but they're important for me to know. Let me know, and I'm not judging you. I promise you won't. If you were a former crackhead, let me know. And if you tell me this, and if you admit to it, instead of running away, I need you on my team.
Is there a lot of crackheads out there?
But this is what I'm saying. If you voluntarily give me information,
mm-hmm.
and you're telling the truth about something that you could have lied about, I need you on my team. I'm not running away from that. I need people that's going to be honest and tell the truth.
I tell the truth.
On my team.
I got your back.
Let me talk about these chicks, man.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a ride or die, man. Yeah, that's like, why I love
like,
my
like
wife.
I'm saying, like, if you, I'm not saying that I'm after crackheads, but I'm just saying, like, if you openly admit, like, yeah.
You smoke crack, then I can ride with you.
I used to fuck around.
Everyone deserves a second chance.
Most people be like, oh, you a crackhead. I can't fuck with you. But I'm like, you were honest with me when you didn't have to be. And most people lie about a lot of things. It's a lot of people out here that's crackheads that won't tell you.
Now, is crackhead somebody that smokes crack all the time or just somebody that smoked crack once? Because I heard crack is like the best thing you can smoke. I wouldn't do it because I heard you get hooked off one hit, but I heard it's pretty fucking good.
If you try something, that's one thing. If you try, that's one time. If you do it twice, you a fucking crackhead.
Twice?
Crackhead.
Three times! Crackhead?
Crackhead.
Two times?
You gator.
Two times?
Gator.
Gator don't play no shit! That gator?
I'm a crackhead.
Man.
Samuel Jackson is gator. That's what you is. I'm like Judge Mathis right now.
So I'm a weed head.
I'm
definitely a weed head.
Like, so how long have you been a crackhead?
Now, wait a minute.
If you freebase cocaine, you are a crackhead.
That doesn't make him a bad person.
No, it makes him a crackhead.
Yeah, so what?
So if you're a crackhead, you have crackish ways.
Says who?
Crack.
What is somebody... Like, wait, hold on. We have to have a discussion.
We have to have a crack
discussion. I am not advocating crack.
Crack.
I'm not. But...
Kill Applejack. He jumped in and he couldn't jump back.
I guarantee there's somebody out there. There may be one soul out there that can smoke crack and live a normal life. But every night they go home and they smoke crack. Instead of doing a line of coke, they smoke crack and they're cool. There's somebody out there. Not everybody. It's not for everybody. Look, in college, I read this essay about a woman. She lived to be, I want to say, in her 80s. I think I talked about this before. Every day after work, she'd go home and do a little bit of heroin. And she lived to be in her 80s. She lived a nice, normal life. And she just fucking liked her little fucking little treat at the end of the night. That's all I'm saying, man. She had a fucking little, her tea and a little fucking sip, whatever the case it was. And she was cool. Who are we to say if somebody lives a normal life and they're not harming nobody and they're not fucking up their own life, that if they do something at the end of the day, it's a bad thing. And if they do it every day, is that a bad thing? I've started a new thing in 2023. I am high all day, but it's not on crack. And I'm a calmer person. I succeed, right? I'm a comedian, a podcaster, I have a job. Right? I make shirts. I do all types of stuff.
I've never smoked crack. I never met a crackhead that didn't have no skills. I mean.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm not saying that they're bad people.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
I don't say that's all I'm saying. But I'm just saying, like.
Everyone deserves something they enjoy, but if your life's ruined. But if somebody smoked crack, you wouldn't date them?
The fuck?
What? You know, it was a wild night.
No, that's a big no. Sorry. I mean, I'm just saying.
So
like,
do you expect them to tell the truth? No, if they told the truth. Hold on. Wait one fucking minute.
If they told me they smoked crack,
uh-huh.
I wouldn't dismiss them as a person. We could still be cool, but that's not no one that I want to date. You ain't taking her to mama. I ain't taking her to mama. I ain't taking her to you. I ain't taking her to nobody that knows me.
Why? Because I might be like, hey, how was it?
I ain't taking her to nobody that I know and love. I mean, no. It's. I mean, we could be cool, and I'm not going to. I'll be there for you and everything, but I'm not going to.
Lick these balls for this rock, bitch! You can laugh at that. These are just jokes, people. So, moving on. So, no crackheads for you. I get it.
Not dating. I mean, we could be cool. Right. We can hang out. You could pass out flyers.
To his showcase, which was dope, by the way, again.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, man.
Any,
there's no crackheads there.
Anybody looking for some work? Pass out these flyers, you know.
Yeah, you know. There's some dope flyers. I'm about to get the next one pumped out for February 22nd. This bitch.
Holla at me. I'll give y'all a little job.
Have you, you got the lineup ready for the February 22nd?
Absolutely not. I got one.
Okay.
But I'm not complete. But I do want to do.
I think I'm going to pop up on this one.
Okay, that'll be dope.
Just so you know.
Cool.
I'm going to do 10 minutes.
Cool.
Slot me in.
I got you, man. You can do whatever you want to do.
I'm going to do 10 minutes.
I got you.
Whatever. I'm going to do 10 minutes on this one, people.
Whatever you want to do.
I got a show coming up on March 30th.
You can do whatever you want on my shows.
With Mr. Britton Grace.
Britton Grace? Who else on that lineup? That's a hot lineup.
Britton Grace. Hold on. We got Mr. Big Rich Green. He's
shout
hosting.
Out to Rich Green.
He's hosting. Britton Grace is on the lineup. Grace. You got me doing a little. I don't know how they're going to do the lineup. They probably going to get me out of the way, or they may have him want to start off, get it popping, and then me going. But they're probably going to have me start off, have Britton fucking rock it, and then Mr. Motherfucking Chad Tate in this piece.
Chad's headlining.
Yes, he's headlining.
Shout out to Chad.
Shout out to Chad.
That's a dope lineup.
Dope.
So we got.
I'm glad to be a part of those. You know what I'm saying, man?
So it's Rich hosting.
Rich hosting.
Britton Grace.
Britton Grace.
Nothing burning.
This guy.
And Chad.
And Chad Tate. I am Chad.
Dope. That's a dope lineup, bro.
I love, dude. Those are, you know, some of my favorite people in the scene, for sure.
Dope.
Chad's definitely one of my favorite. You know what I'm saying? Britton. Britton's dope. Britton's, yeah, he's got a lot.
Out there. He's
killing
out there.
Him. A lot of
punching
energy.
Him in their mouth.
Yeah, yeah. He has so much energy, yo. And yo, Rich has always been, he's been,
man,
cool
Rich
as shit since, you know, we got in the game.
Rich,
you know what I mean? So
the spit.
I'm blessed. And shout out to Javon, you know, Javon
Bates,
yeah, you know, the legacy. I was trying to think of how he is on the thing. He's called the legacy.
Okay.
You know, the legacy.
Okay.
Doing his damn thing, man. He put on these shows, comic book. You know what I'm saying? It's at the truck stop.
Wait a minute, hold on. And Javon Bates he put on shows,
movies.
He got movies. He got books.
Books.
What he is also an accountant?
Is he an accountant? And he got contracts on those heads.
Javon is the truth.
Javon's doing the shit, man.
Yeah, doing the damn.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to think of his name, the legacy on there.
I think he's also a radio personality.
Is he?
Yeah.
I know him because I did a show at the Silver Spot before, you know what I'm saying, on the comic book, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny because he reached out as soon as I joined Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Javon and shout out to his little brother Guru.
Guru?
Shout out to Guru.
Yes, that's right.
Guru, holla at me, man.
Yes. Yes, man. Dog. You know what I'm saying? So that's March 30th.
Guru,
you know
Bates.
Mean?
There's another guru out here.
Oh, that is right.
Yeah, Guru
what?
Bates.
It's soap opera cuz.
Shout out to the other guru.
Shout out to the other guru.
That's my cat, man. He cool as what?
Yeah, he is. That's what I'm saying. He's always showing up.
Yeah.
He noticed us at JB Smooth.
Yeah, we had an opportunity to hang out briefly with JB Smooth.
That's right.
And shout out to Guru. He was there. And shout out to...
Well, I'm just saying, he was like, I seen you at the Funny Stop. And I'm like, damn, I'm getting noticed outside of the Funny Stop.
Damn.
I'm a comedian.
You is famous.
I'm famous.
Yes.
I'm local famous.
You's a local yokel famous, man.
What kind of shit is that?
Man.
That kind of made me feel good. So
maybe you can get a chicken salad or something.
Chicken salad?
You don't like chicken salads?
I like chicken salad.
Yeah.
Egg salad, too.
Yeah.
Depends on who
all
makes
that,
it.
All that.
Depends on who makes it. But off camera, let's getting into that, let's talk about little victories, brother.
Small victories. Okay.
Well, you know what I'm saying, man? Because, look, in life, dude, you know, look, a person lives and then they die, right?
Yeah.
I've done a lot of things, but I've yet to make it, if that makes any sense. And in some...
Make what?
In my eyes, I've not made what I think my life is worth and what I feel like I want to achieve.
Okay.
So...
I needed you to clarify that.
Because yeah.
I never made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich without tearing up the bread, putting on the peanut butter.
Are you serious?
I suck at it.
What kind of peanut butter are you getting?
Jiffy.
Are you taking your time?
No.
You got a lot of it?
You got to get a lot. You
got a lot and then spread it. You don't just put a little bit and try and savor it. I mean, if you're trying to be stingy and you got to just put a little bit, you can fucking rip the shit out of it because you just put a little. You got to put a lot, smooth it out, and then maybe scrape a little bit and then boop, put it away.
Maybe that's what it is because I've been
time,
tearing
people.
Up bread for years.
You got to take your time, dog.
And once that bread, you know, I'm real funny. Well, you may know I'm real funny acting. I do not.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Like,
no.
Like, if it's any piece of bread in a peanut butter, it's spoiled. If I go into the...
Are you serious? If you go back into it and there's some bread, you fucking throw it away?
It's spoiled. If I go into the peanut butter and there's jelly in there, it's spoiled. It's spoiled.
And so you wash. So how do you do it? Do you do the jelly because it's easier to clean, then you go into the peanut butter?
I don't like to mix the two. If I go into the jelly and it's like...
You use different knives?
If it's like toast crumbs or peanut butter in a jelly, man, that shit is spoiled. If I go into the butter and it's like pieces of the toast on the butter, that's spoiled butter.
But that happens all the time, especially if you're making toast.
Not in mine. Not mine.
You are late. You would hate everything in my household.
Not mine. It's spoiled.
I think all my jelly got bread and my fucking butter got toast.
That's spoiled. That is violation, man.
Man, that's use.
No, man.
Man, that's repeat. Disgusting. I try to, there's only one person that's successful in this house sometimes.
Ooh.
Everyone else you can't account for.
You know how
for.
You like to use the sour cream and it might be a piece of the taco?
Or the chip?
Or something in the sour cream? Oh, it's spoiled. It's out of here, man.
Wait a minute. So how many people in the household you got to account for all that? Because people
you
go
gotta
in
let
that,
it be known.
It's tough, though.
Look, don't be putting no damn... bread in the fucking butter tub, all right? No little crumbs and shit.
Hold on, were these meetings you had, or just like regular conversations throughout time?
I think it's general knowledge. People that live with me.
I mean,
know,
you try me clean as possible.
They know who.
That's hilarious. Well, they should.
Yeah, I'm real. I'm kind of funny.
There you go, ladies. In the chat, you can like tell me about yourself.
Yeah, that's spoiled, man. Like, how can you use jelly with peanut butter in it? That's disgusting.
Anyway, is that a victory of yours in life?
I guess.
No, that's not a victory. What I'm talking about is little victories in motherfucking life.
Small victories like the time I got kicked off of the front stage parking lot for learning how to ride my motorcycle. The next thing you know, I'm performing there. Shit like
yes!
that.
Yes! Yes! Those are the type of victories, people. That's what I'm saying. Well, because some people hang their hat on shit, man. Like, look, no disrespect to Vietnam vets. But I guarantee they lived off of being a Vietnam vet.
They should.
They should. Mm-hmm. But that's all they do.
That's all they need to do.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, that's some crazy shit over there. Yeah. I'm talking about anybody though. Because in the military, because look, I, you know, we talked about it briefly, and we have had episodes. I look at little milestones. Okay, so I graduate. I joined the military to go to school. Okay, because at that point I had nothing going on. You know what I mean? I had a kid, which I guess is a victory and a milestone. But to me, once I had that kid, what the fuck am I gonna do, and how am I gonna prove to this kid that grow to be something if I ain't shit? You know what I mean? So it's funny because I had him at a young age, but I had him at a young age so I could have something to bond with him when I'm older. Because and you know what fucked with me?
What's that?
There was this girl in school, in high school, and her father, when we were in high school, was like 50-some years old already. Like, was old as shit in high school, and I'm like, I don't want to be that. I want to be, you know, close with my son. I want to have a life with my son. You know what I mean? I want to be able to do things, and I don't want to, not that he wouldn't have been lived to be 100 and still, you know what I mean? I don't know, but so either way, it was stupid that I had a kid at a young age. Either way, but now how am I going to prove to this kid to have a, you know what I mean, be somebody with yourself if this is all I am? So how am I going to do that? Go back to school, I guess, because at that time, that's all I grew up to be. You know, you got to go to school to learn and do all this bullshit, right? So at the time, I had already dropped out of school, so how can I go back? Well, the military would pay for it. So, okay, well, let me join the military. They'll pay for it. I joined at a time where, guess what? We're going to war. So luckily, I had the option to volunteer or get, I mean, they said they were going to pick people, so I was like, fuck it, I'll volunteer.
You could have chose to be in the band.
Well, yeah, well, I joined the infantry because it was more of a signing bonus. And you need more money, baby. And plus, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the one out there doing it. I'm going to put my life on the line. I looked at it like this. If I'm going to change my life, if this is what I'm going to do to put my life on the line.
As a chef.
Well, these were options. I put infantry, cook, and communications. Because those are my interests.
You would have been a televiper.
I wouldn't have been shit but doing radios next to motherfucking infantry doing the same shit because they need a radio guy. So you always got to have somebody. Look, the military is the infantry and those who support it. You got to have people to support you, but you need the guys on the ground to do the goddamn job.
What about snipers?
Those are the motherfuckers you have on Overwatch. And they used to be infantry, most of them. And they just decided, I got my boy Ewing, he was a sniper. You know what I'm saying? He went through sniper school. I don't know if he actually, I think he made it through, but you know what I mean? Got most of a training, but you get, dude, sniper school is you got to go through stalking, which is you have to basically be in a ghillie suit, and these motherfuckers watch you with a scope. And if they can see you move, you fail. But you got to kind of like basically crawl to a certain point and make a shot and get the fuck out of there. You know what I mean? And I've never been through it. You know what I'm saying? Because those are special skills you got to have. And he was a sniper. He was sniper qualified. You know what I'm saying? So he was over there doing sniper missions and doing those type of Overwatch. Actually, when we were in Samara, I talked about it on an earlier episode, but we're in a 24-hour watch. And we had to have a sniper with us. You know what I mean? He was in the very top. We were like kind of like just housing, but he had a spot up top watching over things. And it feels good when you know somebody that can make a direct shot and see things. I mean, but you're trained for all that. You know, I can make a shot without 300 meters or 300 yards out. All people in the infantry, we all shoot for those distances and things like that. You know what I mean? So it's one of those deals, but those are more milestones. You know what I'm saying? Those are things like, so I graduated college. I went through the military. I played semi-pro football. You know what I'm saying? But I haven't been that thing where I've succeeded. You know what I mean? I don't feel like I fucking did anything. And that's my mentality.
You successfully made a great human.
I did that.
That's an accomplishment.
That's definitely an accomplishment. Because, yeah. Shout out to my son. I love him to death. He's definitely, and, you know, that's been the people around him too. You know, he's had a lot of influence, a lot of good people. And that's what, you know, we strive to do, is keep good people around us, and, you know, in life. Sure. But those little victories in life, you know what I'm saying? Like within comedy too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I'll make it until I feel like I've had a sold out show. Okay, that in my life, once I do that, I'll feel like I can write a book.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That will be because I've made it. You know what I mean? That's when I think I've made it at that point. But all these other little victories, you have to savor them. Because what else is life? You know what I mean? But these little moments and time and things like that. So people look for the big picture. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But these little victories, like every show you've had,
mm-hmm.
have been fucking victories, dog.
Thank you.
The people you've had on those shows, like I said, every ticket could go for fucking 25 plus.
I agree.
With a headliner, most of them are headliners throughout the show. But then you've had one person, you know, headline. But what I'm saying is, you said this is a blessing, and you should, because the response you've gotten from all the comedians, the shows, the one week was I think a weather issue, to be 100% honest. You know what I'm saying? Because this week almost, dude, with the blackout. We didn't even talk about the blackout.
Yeah,
the blackout was almost an issue, but people were ready to ride with you.
You know what? Yeah, I'm glad you brought that
speak
up.
Speak on that.
Yeah, where I did the show at, you know, I got there at 6:30. The show started at 8, but, you know.
Oh, you got there at 6:30?
Yeah. Dope. I'm glad I did get there at 6:30 because, I got there at 6.
Okay.
I got there at 6, so the lights went out for a minute.
So you were there prior to
when they went out.
Okay. How long were they working on shit?
I don't know, but they went out. They said it's been going on all day there.
Okay.
So they went out, and then, you know, my first comedian that came through was John King, and he came through at 6:30. Shout out to John King. Thank you very much. Very professional.
Yeah, he is.
He has a lot of gems to drop.
And definitely.
One day I want to get him on the show.
Just for sure. You know. Oh, yeah. Hey, people, just everyone you've heard, trust me, will probably be on the show. So we got a lot. Of people to get on this show. We've met so many people, and we're going to get them on here. And people, trust me, out there, be patient. We definitely are going to get you on here.
If they allow us to, you know.
For sure.
If they bless us with their presence,
definitely.
I'll be
but
grateful.
For sure,
and I'm
but
grateful
we
for everybody that's been on the show so far.
Definitely, definitely, because everyone we've met have been none but awesome. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And we wouldn't have had them on here if we didn't think otherwise. To be 100%.
So John King came at 6:30.
Okay,
and then I asked all the comedians to please be there by 7, and, you know, some of them text me and said they won't be there till 7:30,
okay.
Which was fine. The show started at 8.
Yep.
And so about 7:30 or so, all the comics was there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When I got there, man, everybody was ready to rock.
Everybody was ready
to
rock.
That was dope. That was awesome.
You know, even one comedian told me that they would be there later, but he came. He tried to get there. So
yeah, yeah.
Everybody was there by 7:30.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the power went out.
I know.
The power went out. Like, the power went out, not just at the place, but the whole block was pitch black.
Whole block.
So,
it's funny because I seen them working on it the whole time. When I pulled up, you know what I mean? Yeah. They were out there working on it. They had the cones out and all that shit.
Yeah, so, you know, I basically was walking around and, you know, asking the comedians, like, hey, sorry about this power outage.
Right.
They understood. They were very understanding. They said, hey, we here for the long ride.
Right.
What you want to do?
Right, right.
We here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody said, we here, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a blessing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
for
I
sure.
said, well, I made an announcement with no microphone. I spoke very loudly, and I said, hey, y'all want to do this with no lights?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody was like, yeah, let's go.
Let's get it, man. Like,
all right, here we go. We're about to get it started. No lights. We had a guy come in from Dayton, Ohio. And
Shout out to Mark. I'm sorry I don't know your last name.
Yeah,
but
Mark, you a soldier? And
yeah.
I know you. She said he's like 10 months
in. 10 months in, yeah.
And he was ready to rock and roll.
He fucking like, started off, baby.
I was like,
he was up there ready to get it.
I was like, yo. He's like, can I just hold a mic?
You right? It's comfortability.
I know. I'm like, yes, you can.
100%.
It doesn't work, but here we go.
Play, act it. Sometimes we have mics that don't work, too.
That's the thing of the past, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Prior episodes of the Midnight Paco, Topping Paco. But anyway.
We have technical difficulties at times. It's all good.
Sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
It's all good.
You know,
it's all good.
Go ahead. You feel me? But he was ready to rock, and Yalise went live. Like, this is my first Pitch Black Comedy After Dark.
That is right.
I'm like, hey, here we about to see what he can do. But,
that is right.
You know, as soon as he got started with his set, the power came back
Damn.
On.
Damn.
Thank goodness the power came back on.
Damn.
And I said, yo.
Reset.
Mark, yeah, let's do a reset. Let me properly introduce you. And we rocked the show, and the power stayed on for the rest of the show. But
it was dope.
The fact that.
They were ready to rock.
They were ready to rock. They told me they said, shit, man, we here for the long haul. We here with you, man.
100%.
And that meant a lot.
That's testimony to your personality, man. That's like
and,
I said.
I'm grateful.
And those people.
Yeah.
All the comics he mentioned. Shout out.
Shout out to Elise Dickerson. Shout out to
John King.
Lil Daddy. Fred.
Jarrell. Yeah.
Derek Lamont. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Troopers and down for whatever. And that means.
And rocked it.
And rocked it.
Let's not understand.
And they was about to rock it with no power.
No power. Hey.
Man. Hey, guys.
Kudos.
I'm grateful and I'll never forget that.
Yeah. 100%, man. And like I said, that's a victory. You know what I'm saying? That's a victory. We got to take – look, dude, we're 2 years in. And shout out to Jarrell for stating that in his set, man. This – shout out to Jarrell. Look, he did your shit, and he was talking about doing a spot at the Apollo.
He just did a spot at the Apollo.
In New York City. Mm. And people at your spot, you know, the grown-ups were like, they have no idea who they get to see at these shows, man.
They don't.
He just did a spot at the Apollo.
Well,
this is a comic that's going to be somebody. Look out for Jarrell Beeman, everybody, because he's Beeman. Definitely going
to
be somebody.
Everybody to me that I...
Everybody on the lineup, for sure. For sure.
On my lineup,
right?
I see them...
Doing something.
Yeah.
Or they're... I mean, they're out there doing something.
They
they're headlining.
Something.
They're out there. But you're going to see them, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you're going to hear all these people that I name, you're going to definitely see them.
Yes.
And I don't take it for granted.
Not at all.
They did my show, and I thank them.
That's a blessing.
I'll never forget it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So anybody that's poo-pooing on a blessing, that's terrible, people. You always got to appreciate those little victories in life. You know what I mean?
I do.
You got to. You have to.
I appreciate it.
Look, man, I'm looking forward to the show on March 30th. Performing with those people.
That's a hot lineup.
To be part of that, it's a charity show, too. So it's going to a family, you know, who lost somebody, you know, and it's going to a good cause. You know what I mean? So to be part of that, tickets will be on sale pretty soon, people. I'm going to have them come Friday. So hit me up on the DM
Anybody
if you want.
In the Cleveland or Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, hit me up.
They want some tickets.
$25 a piece, $35 a couple. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to be.
There's a deal. $25 a piece.
$20 a piece.
$20 a piece.
$35 a couple.
$25
at the door. So get them early is what they're saying.
I'm sure you're going to provide a link or how they can get in touch with you.
Once I get the tickets, yes, I will. I'll have them. I'm going to get them, you know, coming soon. I'll have them in the description.
Give them something that they can, you know, get these tickets. Cause
it's
going to be a hot show.
Oh, there's a... I think there's a link. March 30th.
And that's a...
It's a Thursday.
Is it a Thursday?
It's a Thursday.
I can be there.
Yes.
If it's a Thursday, I could be
there. It's a Thursday.
I'm there, man.
That's what's up, brother.
I'm there.
Yes,
I'll Thursday. Take two tickets.
Okay. I got you.
What was that, 35?
35.
I'll take two.
Yes, sir. That's what's up. Bam! Sold a live stream. But that's what's up.
I'll take
you know what I'm saying? But and it's 10. I'm going to do, I think, about 10 minutes, 7 to 10 minutes.
He's going
to
do like
8 to 10.
It's going to be like abortion and mushrooms.
No.
It's going to be hilarious. It's going to be about 10, 15 minutes.
You know, no. I'm not doing that much time. But what I did, about 10 minutes. I am thinking about this, and that's why I'm going to do 10 minutes. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to do my normal Aquaman. I'm telling you how I'm building it, and you let me know. I'm doing the Aquaman build up with, you know, meeting her online, and then I'm going to go into my new shit about me being not a bit good girl on up, and then, you know, ninja and shot and all that. Boom.
Build it. I can't wait to see it.
Yes.
I'll see it on 22nd.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
Hey, y'all. You know, where can they find you at, Jay?
You can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram, people.
I am the underscore great, C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both.
At the Midnight
Paco Podcast, yes. On Instagram, my friendlies.
Check out the website, people. JustinFullerComedy.com. We got the episodes for one. We got Justice League. That's me and this guy, because we're building that baby. We got his info on that baby. You know what I'm saying? We got the episodes. We got the merch.
Merch.
Make sure you check out the merch.
Thanks for everybody that's been buying merch.
Yes. Appreciate everybody.
Look, you can show your Justin Fuller shirt.
Oh, well, hold on. We got, bam, coasters. Don't forget the coasters, people. And Justin Fuller Comedy. I made a new one last night. I'm trying to, hey, I'm about to make a Joker face one.
We got Justin Fuller shirts. Cool shirts are coming. Midnight Paco shirts are coming.
We're going to have them on site sometimes, people.
Special shirt for the ladies whenever it is.
I'm building it because his filthy mind. I'm trying to make it so it's classy, but we know what we're doing. Love everybody. Make sure you hit the like, subscribe, notifications, and check us out next week. Hey, we're going to have some fire guests, all the fire comics in Cleveland. Check it out. Love you all. Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers.
At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.